Back in the house of the Lord. You know, we have many things to praise Him for, you know, just being able to come down here and offer our praises at the time. As Buford gets ready to give a song, you want to go ahead and take up the offering.
Glory crown my said, if he sets you free indeed, didn't he? Did ye?
My heavenly home.
Chapter 9. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
We'll start with verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God.
Right.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in the sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men.
Amen.
You know, there's many, many in Washington and all over that thinks they're more than what they are.
Right.
You know, and the Lord's going to show them one day.
Right.
They're going to show, he's going to show them just who they are. You know, I feel that they try to use needy people to get what they want.
Right.
They're the poor people. But they're going to pay for all that if they don't turn their ways and repent of their ways. But I'm just thankful that we do serve the mighty God.
Amen.
The one that is going to prevail overall. At this time, I'm going to take prayer requests.
Good to be in church tonight, ain't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Good. Appreciate the Lord tonight. And I found something today, and I read this. I was looking for a preacher's phone number. I got a phone call, and I was looking in an old book. And I want to read this to you, and it kind of goes along with our message tonight. And the title of it is When Your Hut's on Fire. A hut's, a hut. Build out of straw, hay, or whatever. And this thing I found said the only survivor of a shipwreck was washed on a small, uninhabited island. And he prayed fervently unto God to rescue him. And every day he scanned the horizon for help, but none seemed to come. Exhausted, he eventually managed to build a little hut out of some driftwood to protect himself from the elements and to store his few possessions. One day, after scavenging for food, he arrived home to find his little hut in flames, with smoke rolling up into the sky. He felt the worst had happened and everything was lost. He was stunned in unbelief and grief and anger, and he cried out to God. He said, God, how could you do this to me? Early the next day, he was awakened by the sound of a ship approaching the island. How did you know I was here? Asked the weary man of his rescuers. We saw your smoke signal, that they replied. The moral of this story is, it's easy to get discouraged when things go bad, but we shouldn't lose heart because God is at work in our lives, even in the midst of our pain and suffering. Remember that the time your little hut seems to be burning to the ground, it just may be a smoke signal that summons God's grace to the rescue. That's pretty good, ain't it? That was in a book that I know was almost 20 years old. But anyway, don't get discouraged. And it's easy to get that way. And we never know what's going to come our way. But God knows best, don't He? Turn your Bibles to the book of Job tonight. And I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture. And I want to be preaching on a thought tonight. God upholds me. God upholds me. And God will uphold you, and God will uphold anybody that'll put their trust in Him. Job chapter number 5. We all know, you Bible readers know the story of Job. He had some bad things happen to him in his life. Lost a lot of things in his life. But we know the Bible story. The end tells that Job was better off at the end than he was at the beginning, don't it? But in Job chapter number 5, let's start reading here at verse number 7. Job 5 and verse 7. Yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth water upon the fields. That's all I want to read right there tonight. And we think about this. You think about how could a man like Job possibly be thinking that God was in control, and God was going to uphold him, and God was going to bless him, and God was going to, the Bible said through all of that, Job sinned not with his lips. Ain't that what the Bible said? But he goes on to say here, we think about, how God is, and what unsearchable things and how marvelous the things of God are and the things of God is. Isaiah chapter 42, I'm going to read one verse and we'll share this with you. And we're going to go to our text tonight where we got this thought, and I hope it'll be a help to you. God upholdeth his people. Isaiah chapter number 42, verse number 1 says it's right here. Isaiah 42 and 1 says, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." So we know here tonight that that Job tells us about the unsearchable, marvelous things of God. Even though all the things that Job went through, we know that God upholds Job. God brought Job through this. God brought Job many, many blessings at the end there. I mean, there's a lot of things that was returned to Job that was taken away. And the writer said, "Behold, my servant with whom I uphold." And he said, not only that, he said, "My soul delighteth in him, and I, in whose spirit I have put." Where the Trinity, the third part of the Trinity, where God dwells in the heart of the people of God. But look with me tonight over in this the book of Psalms, chapter number 119. Psalms 119. God help me tonight to get something across to be a blessing and be a help to you. Psalms 119. Verse 114 said, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God." He said, "Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope." He said, "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." Psalms chapter 145. Let's look here tonight at verse number 8. He said, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord's good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." He said, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. He said, "They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom." He said, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou gavest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfied the desire of every living thing." And now think about this tonight. Thinking about the Lord upholding us, and thinking about what God is doing in mine and your life. Thinking about what God is trying to accomplish in our life. Did you know tonight that God has a divine, there's a divine appointment for all of us, and we'll face death one day. And one of these days here directly, they'll take me somewhere and they'll put me down in the ground, and there'll be a date there on that tombstone. I hope that it says that we finish our mile, get to finish our mile together, Lou, and whatever you want to put on there, and there'll be a date there that says Estelle Paul Reagan born in 1960 on September the 8th, and there'll be a dash between that, and I don't know what that other number will be out there, what it'll be, but there's a dash in in between there. And I said all that to say this. God has a plan for my life, and God has a plan for your life. And brethren, the thoughts toward God to us were as good. I mean, God's good unto all. I mean, God sends rain upon the just and the unjust. But I'm glad tonight that one day God reached down, brethren, picked me up and begin to set me on a path and on a road, brethren, leading to glory. And there've been times in my life and in your life, brethren, we've aggravated or we frustrated the grace of God when we didn't do what God wanted us to do. But think about this tonight. I don't know about you, but this is what happened to me one day. When God began to deal with me to be saved, I was in a wreck. I was in a mess. And brethren, I surrendered and was born again, saved by the grace of God. For His mercy endureth from generation to generation. And then, brother, just a few short years later, there was a call of the ministry that come upon me. I tried to sing it off. I tried to do everything I could. Maybe not so much to get away from it, but to make sure what God was doing and dealing, brother, in my life. And brother, that's the plan. God's got a plan for you. God has got a plan for me. But during our life and during our ministry and during our Christian walk here on this planet, this earth, there'll be times that God, brother, would have to, He'll uphold us, He'll lift us up. You remember there the word of God, I believe it was, when the Philistines were again the people of God, and there was Moses, and brother, as long as he held his arms up, brother, there was victory in the battle. But you know, when he got weary and got tired, you know what happened? Those two individuals come on either side and upheld his arms and held his arms up, and the battle was won because brother, God sent uphold, God sent help. We sing a song sometimes, brother, don't give up, just wait on the Lord. I mean, help's on the way. If we give up today, and help will be here tomorrow. I'm glad tonight the writer said, not only is he's my anchor, he's my help, he's my strength, he's my shelter. Hey, tonight, he is my hope. I'm glad tonight all the hope that I have in him, and not only is in this world, but it's in the world to come. But thank God tonight, he said during the Bible, though a man fall, if he falls down, God, he'll uphold him, he'll get him up. Think about in the word of God tonight. Don't beat yourself down so bad tonight. Beloved, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm not giving excuse for sin. We need to run from sin. God will make a way of escape whatever temptation that we get into. God, he will uphold us. But you think about this tonight. I know about a man in the Bible. His name was Simon Peter. And brother, he got saved, born again, and called into the ministry to be a disciple, an apostle of the Lord. It was times in Peter's life, brother, when he had the hope, he had things headed the right way, and ready to pull the sword out, and ready to fight. But there was a time in his life where he denied the Lord, and no doubt he felt as low and probably as you could get. And when that rooster crowed, God said he would speak to every living thing. And he told that rooster what when to crow. And when he crowed, the Bible said Peter went out and he wept bitterly. Don't tell me tonight, when Jesus resurrected from the dead and Mary and him went down there to the tomb, what did angel say? What did the Lord say? Go tell my disciples
disciples and Peter that I'm risen from the dead. I'm like, that ain't exactly what it says, but that's what it says. Hey, don't forget old Peter. He might have denied me 3 times, but I'm going to hold him up. Yonder in the Word of God, he told Peter, he said, Peter, the booger man desired to sift you as wheat, but I'm going to hold you up. John 17, yonder, remember it. He said, Father, I pray not only for these, but those that are here, hear you through them. He upheld them, did he not? It was me and brother that went out yonder, brother to the guy, but out there was crucified upside down. It was men that was pulled apart with oxen. They was men that was bold and all. But I know one thing tonight, beloved. There was a little old preacher, Paul. He said, I'm now ready. I've run the race. And God's upheld me time and time again. I can't help it tonight, beloved. I think about when they was in jail that night. And they begin to sing. And they begin to pray. They begin to sing. And old Paul might have said, Silas, I want you to look here. God's going to uphold us again. They ain't a jail big enough. They ain't a prison house big enough to hold down the people of God. And God, his hand will uphold his people. If I put my faith and my trust in God, I mean, I'm not, don't misunderstand me. God can't lie. God's bound to his word, ain't he? And the covenant that I made and the surrendering that I done, I said, Lord, just like David, remember there, I believe it's in Psalms 51, the prayer of David, where David said, God, uphold me, help me, to help me, Lord, here. And he said, if you'll do that, he said, then I'll strengthen the brother, and then sinners will be converted to you. Let me just look here so we ain't out yonder in La La Land somewhere. Right here it is, in Psalms chapter number 51. He said, when God, he said, he made him hear joy and gladness in his bones, which he felt like was broken. He said, hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit, thy willing spirit. Uphold me, God. Uphold me tonight. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, in this world we live in. I mean, God, he wants to help us. He wants to lift us up above the problems and the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. Lift us up here for just a little while. And he said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. And not only that, he said, then sinners will be converted unto thee. How is that? Tonight, guys, we need the hand of God to help us up. Like Sammy said, there's men that think they're something, but they're men just like you and I, and they blow themselves up. If I get lifted up, I want God to lift me up. And when God lifts you up, you'll be all right. When God holds you up, David was a murderer and an adulterer, was he not? He was a Paul, the Bible said, I could have gone on this a little this morning. The Apostle Paul, his name was Saul before he's converted. He was on the road to Damascus with warrants in his hand, had to arrest the people that were Christians. He had put men and women and all kinds of people in jail for this. And Paul and Saul at that time was on a seem-like way, wasn't he? What he was doing seemed right. What he was doing was doing what he had been taught. But glory to God, one day, brother, On the midday journey, that great light shined down on him. And boys, he's a little 138-pound preacher. But far as I'm concerned, he's a lot bigger than Goliath ever was. I'm talking about a giant of a preacher. And God held him up. They made baskets and put him down the wall. Poisonous snakes bit him. Shipwrecks and beaten and all that. But God upheld him and lifted him up, just like he'll do me and you. God is no respecter of person. What he done for Job, what he done for Paul, what he done for Silas, what he done for Peter, what he done for those in the Bible, he'll do for you.
Amen.
I read there in the story about a famine. It got bad. Story of Ruth and Naomi. Remember how they when they gleaned the field, they left it a little bit in the corners. They left a little bit in the corner. Honey, let me tell you, when it gets down, when you feel like you're about out, when you're about to throw in the towel, buddy, praise God, I'll tell you what. Ain't been time not growing up in school, Donnie, down there by McDonald's school. Hey, Kevin, to go stand in the corner. I wish Patsy was here tonight. She may be in the parking lot. She showed me a picture of me when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I had a suit on. I don't know nothing about it, but I do know one thing. It was me. Ain't been times they'd make me stand in the corner. Tonight, ain't been times the world had drove me in the corners. But you know what I'm doing? I'm gleaming a handful up yonder. God said, get over there, son. I'm going to hold you up if you'll get to the place where you need to be and where you should be. We've all failed and stumbled all over this rock. But thank God tonight, it's not ground us to powder.
Amen.
I'll uphold you. I'll hold you up. Stories in the Bible, guys, you can read where men were discouraged. Paul and him on that boat, he hadn't eaten, seen sun, stars for 14 days. Paul told him, he said, get up, boys. He said, eat. He said, this is for your health. And you know the story, how they broke hides. Some of them swam in. Some of them got in on boards. But I know what the Bible said. They all got over there safe and sound, didn't they? I don't know how. I know one thing. I know how we're going to get there. We're going to get there by the old ship of Zion, by the church of the living God. That's how we're going to get there. But by the grace of God, there'll be times just like Peter. There'll be times we feel like we're going down. It ain't 1 minute, boys, we're walking on the water. It ain't 1 minute. And you feel like a giant when you know you helped somebody yesterday, 107 families, and tears in their eyes. It brings joy and it's a blessing to you. But just one phone call, just one, a little speck of news can put us on our face. But God is going to uphold us and help us whatever shape we get in.
Amen.
If I can just learn to trust him. Paul said this right here. He said, I've been hungry. And I've been full. He said, I've been naked. I've been caught. He said, I've been there. What he said, I've been there. But he said this. He said, that I've learned to whatever state that I'm in to be content. You know why? Because God's going to uphold me. Listen, tonight they tried to kill Paul. They couldn't do it. They tried to kill all. They tried to destroy the Word of God since the Garden of Eden. It ain't never happened, and it never will happen. You know why? God told me, and God told you. He said, "If you hold this up, I'll hold you up." Listen tonight. I don't know about you. I'm glad tonight that I mean I'm not much. I'm the least of the brethren. But I know one thing. I ain't never mounted to a hill of beans, but this is the greatest thing that I've ever had. This is the greatest thing that I've ever had a hold of, that I ever will have a hold of. And I'm so humbled and grateful and thankful that He called me into the ministry. Sometimes it's a load. Sometimes it's this. Sometimes it's that. But they've been not nary a time. that God ain't helped me up and helped me at whatever state I was in, whatever situation I was in. You ever felt like, boy, you could walk on water? You ever felt like you was going down? You ever felt like just saying, well, I'm not going to tell it no more? Then there's something like the old prophet said, there's a fire on the inside of you. It's just like a fire, boys. And seem like the more you don't want to tell it, the more you'll get around somebody that just is throwing a little spark in there. Then, boy, you can't help but to tell it. And these times, guys, I don't know. I don't know why the message was like it was this morning. It seemed like a lot of things. But I know one thing. Seemed to me like the Lord's helping His people. Amen. I heard a man today at 3 o'clock, Church Hill. He said some churches I know of probably never will open again. That's what the devil wants. But we don't want that. We want to lift up God. We want to lift up Jesus like Moses did out there in the wilderness when the snakes and the poison was a-killing them. God said, make you a serpent on a pole, lift it up. And He said, them that look on it will live. Jesus said this right here. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He was lifted up at Calvary, and the call went out. Now I'm glad tonight, praise God, God's still helping His people. Amen. I don't expect Biden to help me. I don't expect Trump to help me. I don't expect all that crowd to help me. I'm looking to God. He's going to help me.
Amen.
He said all nations that forget God will be turned into hell. I don't want to be turned into hell like this crowd's headed, this road that we're on.
Amen.
I'm going to try my best to stand for Jesus in a meek and a humble way.
Amen.
And just say, God loves you. He don't want you to go that way. He don't want you to do that. And if we'll just tell the truth, you know what He'll do? He'll only make you free and set you free. He'll set others around you free. Whether they like it or whether they don't. You know, people will say this, and I'm going to tell this. Some of you know it, maybe some of you don't. There was people 30 years ago made bets at the old Hofbrau house that me and Lou wouldn't make it. They made bets on us that we wouldn't make it. And I preached some of those that made bets, mommies and daddy's funerals. And I said that to say this. It's not in me. It's not in man to make it. God puts it in man to make it. No way I could do it without the hand and the Spirit of God. I quit a long time ago. But I'm glad He's upheld me during rough times, Donnie. During times when you feel discouraged, you feel like you're alone, feel like you don't know what to do. Just keep on looking to God and He'll uphold you, Danny. You pray for me. I'm working on a message. I hear a bell. Let's stand to our feet. He'll uphold you tonight, guys. He'll lift you up when you think about Job. You think he was in the shape to be. There was some that come to him and said for 7 days, didn't help him. He called them miserable comforters, didn't he? But God can say just a word in its season, in its time. You know what He'll do? He'll give you that meat in due season. He'll give you what you need just when you need it. He's never late. He's never early. He's always right on time. And just pray and listen and learn and watch. Love God, love people, and let's be a part of God lifting up the little church down beside the creek. If we'll lift Him up, we'll represent Him, tell everybody He's what it's all about, He'll bless us. Somebody out there, They want to know this, want to know that, want to know who the pastor down there is. Just say, well, I don't know what to tell them. Tell them we represent Jesus. All day I know that. We try our best to. And I failed and messed up and slipped and done wrong and everything else like everybody else. God's nudged me and began to lift me back up. Set me up on that solid rock. It ain't never went nowhere. It's always the same, ain't it? Anybody have anything before we dismiss?
I want to thank God for the message tonight. I want to thank God for the testimony from Gene, you know.
Amen.
I felt the Spirit, you know. That's what it's about. I want to feel the Spirit, you know. And I believe as long as we serve God with all our heart, the Spirit will stay in
His church. Our witness, won't it?
I'm so thankful.
Bless you, brother.
I've got a song. I don't know the tune of it. I've never heard nobody sing it.
Well, you sang it. We'll help you.
I can't sing it, but I can sure read it.
That's going to be a help to somebody now. Listen, Gene's testimony may carry somebody over the hump. Pat's song tonight may carry somebody over the hump. Just one little old word or something I said tonight may get you over the hump.
The name of it is, I Am Determined to Hold Up. And it reads like this. When I first found Jesus, something warmed me so. Like lightning, it went through me. And glory filled my soul. Salvation made me happy and took my fears away. And when I meet old Satan, to him I always say, I am determined to hold up to the end.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus is with me. On him I can depend. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul.
Praise the Lord.
I am determined to hold up to the end. Satan was so angry and soon be Satan was so angry and said he'd soon be back. Just let the path get narrow and he will lose the track. But I'm so full of glory, my Lord I'll always find. And I just say to Satan, oh man, get thee behind.
Amen.
This old time religion makes me sometimes shout. I don't have time to gossip nor any time to pout. They say that I'm too noisy. But when these blessings flow, I shout, hallelujah, I want the world to know.
Hallelujah.
When I hear the trumpet sounding in the sky and see the mountains trembling to heaven, I will fly. For Jesus will be calling. There'll be no time to mend. With joy, I'll go shouting, I held out to thee.
Hallelujah. I hear a bell. Praise the Lord. Guys, you never know what you do. Your testimony, your song, your handshake, your word of encouragement. You never know what it'll do for that individual the next day when they're going through that storm or whatever they're going through. See, it's been a lot of times. I've went a lot of ways. I went a pretty good ways on your testimony, on your words, on your song, on your encouragement. Devil will say, "Well, you." It's like Pat said. He'll show up. There's times and places I can take you back to.
Yeah.
I say, "What about that time, devil? That God sent me right over there to get old Sammy and stuck my hand out that day. I've never done that before." These memorials you can take that bird back to.
Amen.
And God will begin to uphold you and lift you up, won't he?
Yeah.
Other things, we're building memories, ain't we? Danny, it's good to have you on back. You dismiss us in prayer, will you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Good night, and may the Lord bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday about 6 or about 7.
7.
Yeah. Pray one for another, guys, and Ruby's sister and stuff and family and the other ones, you know, Jean and Adeline, Geneva and Lyndon. And